Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are back from break. I don't know if anyone's going to show up, but we are here. It is a dark day today. Last night was a strange night. Today's card to represent our day is the devil. Let's start our morning with some meditation and music on this dark, gloomy day. Witching hour can be not only at nighttime, but it could be any time that a witch needs. fishing. If no one shows up, then we'll do our forecast, which hasn't been done in a while. I'm sorry about that, guys. My uncle had passed away, and my mom had to go out and deal with things, and I was stuck dealing with that. And so I apologize for my absence, everyone. I promise I'll be here more often. I haven't heard from my parents in so long. I hope all of you are doing well. Soon, I'll have music equipment ready to go, more than what I have now. And I'll be sitting with some nice music for you guys. While we wait, let's see what our forecast is. Through our forecast. It's been a little while, so we might as well catch up. A lot of things are going on, especially when it comes to our love section. This is a good time for us to figure out what really is good for us. What and who that is around us is good for us or not. Now, from the 18th to the 24th, we have our first quarter moon. So you know what that means. It is going to be exact when the sun in Scorpio forms a square with the moon in Aquarius. Right now, it is a crisis theme. Compelled to take action, and shortly after, we are made aware of our actions that affect everyone around us. This is also a time of crisis for ourselves when those around us make decisions, and then we are dealing with those actions, reactions, and consequences through their actions. Perhaps through trial and error, whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground, and it may face its first obstacles. We've heard this one before. Like a merry-go-round. From beginning to end. It's going to be a time of stress right now, clashing and discord, but also of great energy, motivation, and growth. Ambitious, competitive is who we are now. Things are beginning to take off or turn a corner. This is a time when we want to get something going, but we may not yet know the next step or the exact direction that we want to take. We should probably watch for our overconfidence or overshooting. It's a good idea to use the stress generated now to make important changes. This phase of the moon occurs at 0 degrees and 36 minutes of Aquarius, forming a square with the sun at 0 degrees and 36 minutes of Scorpio, affecting people born with the personal planets and points at approximately 29 and 30 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn significantly. Approximately 0 to 3 degrees of the fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. If you started a relationship last week, you're probably having your first set of obstacles or turmoil. If you broke up with somebody and then got back together last week, this is a bad time. Because now, even though there's light and dark, light of the moon that is shown, we tend to show our darkest selves at this point. I really feel like, especially when it comes to first quarter moon, it is a bad time to try and continue a relationship at this moment. So if you're thinking about getting back together with someone or starting a relationship, you might want to wait on that. Now, last week was a new moon. It occurred in the sign of Libra, which was a good start of a cycle to commit to personal goals that express positive energies of the sign of the scales. We have a chance to build our negotiating skills without compromising our principles or needs and without resorting to appeasement. It's time to rebalance our relationships and recognize our partners as teammates rather than adversaries. With this potent Libra energy, we have the chance to make crucial changes in our lives. Some of Libra's lessons involve learning to make peace with those around us and our environments, establishing a sense of order and balance in our lives, and recognizing the value of partnerships. This is the time to work on these skills. So, in the week up to October 16th, that was a good time to reconcile differences. But we need to remember who we're trusting. So if you reconcile with someone who doesn't really have your best interests in mind, or you're doing business with someone who isn't a good businessman or woman, this week is a time that you find out about those decisions, whether it's going to come back and bite you in your face. Now, this potent Libra energy of last week, crucial changes can be made. Lessons involving learning to make peace will come naturally. Libra has an innate ability for and love of synthesizing opposites. Peace and harmony are the goals, but there's a delicate balancing act involving along the way that requires some commitment and effort on both parts, on all sides. So if you're making an effort, and let's say the other person involved is not, it will be completely fruitless this week and everything will fall apart. But at least you'll be able to know now who you can trust. So that new moon brought fresh and creative energy into our lives, and more specifically into our relationships, a cycle in which balancing our close personal relationships becomes an urgent desire. Negotiations may have been especially useful this week, as we were inclined to assert our needs in ways that don't offend others. Even so, there are obstacles and opposition to overcome due to challenging aspects happening all at the time of this lunation. And the route to peace may be a conflict-ridden one. The new moon was involved in a tense configuration as it opposes retrograde Mars and squares Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn. Blocks to our goals, we're likely. And likely in dealing with re-emerging challenges from the past. Note that the Sun's opposition to Mars only occurs at the midpoint of a Mars retrograde cycle, and there can be a sudden awareness of things that have been making us unhappy, angry, or resentful, and this discovery is likely to arise through interactions with others. Through the events of the tensions of this time, we can ultimately get to a better understanding of ourselves and particularly of our desires. The lunation had formed a trine to the North Node, suggesting we're ready to learn and grow through situations, blocks, and challenges. Venus, the ruler of this new moon, opposes Neptune, indicating that we're battling overblown expectations. New beginnings with relationships, negotiations, or contracts can be fraught with some difficulties before we can move forward. Now, this phase of the moon, of last week, occurred at 23 degrees and 53 minutes of Libra, affecting people with the personal planets and points approximately 20 to 28 degrees of cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. The above chart is excellent for seeing the fundamental influences and chart patterns of this new moon. The chart below adds more details. I'm going to go look at that real quick because this was significant for me. If you pay attention, you guys, and you look at your chart, you'll see that even in your own chart, you'll find that there's almost every sign when you are born. That's why these are so important. We have so much that's going on. Moon phases, the moon's node, the vertex, the equatorial ascension, the sidereal time, everything matters. And last week was very, very important for us. Don't forget to check out your charts, guys. You can go and do your birth charts, your everything you need and want to know can be found on your Cafe Astrology site. That's where I go to when I need my insights as well. I found this specific chart to be quite moving for me because it really does reflect my life at this point in time, especially. I'm sure all of you have experienced something of the like. Now we know why. I know some people are like, the planets don't affect me. Yes, they do. Now, this week, the Sun is in Libra until the 22nd, when it enters Scorpio. Scorpio. Mercury is in Scorpio, Venus is in Virgo, and Mars is in Aries. Libra rules relationships with others as mirrors of ourselves. Meeting others halfway, compromise, and negotiation come under the rule of Libra. The focus is now on balance, finding balance and harmony through relationships with others and through art. Libra is a sign of the peacemaker. However, life is not always peaceful with Libra in its attempt to restore balance. Boy, do I know it. I'm a Libra Taurus. Decision-making can be more challenging while the Sun is in Libra. Libra weighs both sides of any situation, and sometimes this process seems endless. In Libra, the Sun is concerned about not rocking the boat and not rubbing others the wrong way. Tactfulness, style, tolerance, and sociability are some of the key words for Libra. On the shadow side, Libra can be self-serving, indecisive, passive-aggressive, and superficial. That's true. But anyone can be that. It's a choice. Now the Sun is in Scorpio from October 22nd to November 21st. The guiding principle of Scorpio is I desire. Scorpio is in the sign of depth, intimacy, and extremes of feeling. If you're like me, And you have your Venus in Scorpio.
I feel bad for you.
I do. Because Scorpios, they want your devotion and your soul. And they can be a little jealous and possessive. But the point is to not want to possess your partner or want to possess and control their time. That's where we get these love and infatuation, obsession, and the wanting of ownership confused. Excuse my voice, guys. I think I'm catching a cold. Now, superficiality simply will not do with the sun in Scorpio. We have the desire to get to the bottom of matters. I like getting into the bottom of things. I like having answers. I like to know why people do things. I need to know, like, depth. I don't know if anyone else is like me, but I need to have those details. I need to know why you do things. I need to know why this is happening. And I don't just myself. I have to have a reason to do things. I don't just do. That's so mindless. Mediocrity does not satisfy either. I agree. All that is hidden, taboo, secret, or suppressed interests us. In labor, we strive towards equality and fairness. Scorpio, however, instinctively believes that life simply isn't fair. Scorpio energy is provocative, usually in a quiet way, as well as passionate, strong-willed, and intense. It can be an immensely healing and transformative energy. Jealousy, vindictiveness, beating a dead horse, and manipulative are some of the more negative expressions of Scorpio. That's the part where it comes in as, are you trying to control your partner or control your situation or the situation and others? Or are you trying to be helped, be compromising? The manipulation part comes from those who are naturally, I guess, just that way. It's a choice. Passionate, strong-willed, and intense can be anyone. That's a choice. Jealousy, vindictiveness, those are choices. Yeah, negative expression of Scorpio, but that could be a negative expression of anyone. So Scorpios out there, don't get offended. Mercury is in Scorpio from September 27th to October 27th and November 10th to December 1st. Note, the retrograde Mercury re-enters Libra on October 27th. Mercury spends longer than usual in Scorpio due to Mercury's retrograde from October 13th to November 3rd. Although, this retrograde is partially spent in the sign of Libra. Fuck! Hate that. When Mercury is in Scorpio, our thoughts and communications are more probing and intense. Great. While Mercury in Libra urges us to find balance and arrive at our fair solutions, Mercury in Scorpio instinctively knows that life simply isn't fair. It's true, life isn't fair. Mercury in Scorpio instinctively knows that life isn't fair. That just sticks with me. Life isn't fair. We don't get always what we want. We have to work for it. And sometimes even then, we still don't get it. Mercury in Scorpio seeks truth and all that is hidden and uncovered. We tend to probe, observe, and focus our thoughts under this influence, looking for motivation. The more deeply buried, the better. Satisfies an intellectual need now. Our thoughts are profound. We throw away superficial manners of communicating in favor of deep conversations. Scorpio is extremely sharp, profound, and analytical. Thinking is inclined to be one-track-minded, focused, and even obsessive. Venus in Virgo from October 2nd to the 27th. This is a time when we express our love through practical means and gestures, running errands, doing detail work, or just being there for our lovers. Love needs to make sense and have a purpose with Venus in Virgo. I agree. Virgo is an earth sign, which is sensual but also quite practical. Besides, our romantic natures that we decide to buy and the types of entertainment we enjoy during this cycle are ruled by whether or not things make sense. We could easily feel guilty if we are too self-indulgent at this time. Rendering services to others can fill a need and can be an expression of love. The shadow side of this position is being overly critical of our partners, picky, or fretting. Mars is in Aries from June 27th to January 6th, 2021, which is due to its retrograde. September 9th to November 13th, Mars feels at home, and one of the signs that it rules, Aries. It's in Aries, huh? Of course. And therefore, its power is boosted. Our energy is spontaneous, forward-looking, and even courageous under this influence. Our competitive spirit is well-developed, and our goal is to win. We are active, single-minded, and confident. Our actions are direct. We instinctively find the fastest way to get from point A to point B. The shadow side of Mars in Aries is a tendency to be impatient, arrogant, impulsive, short-lived, and unreflective. Self-centered. If you are dealing with romance and relationships, Venus is in Virgo from October 2nd to 22nd, or 27th, I'm sorry. This is a time when we express our love through practical means and gestures, running errands and doing detailed work, just being there for our loved ones. Essentially, we fuss over our partners, sometimes a little too much. Our availability and accessibility are signs of love. Love needs to make sense and have purpose. With Venus in Virgo. We can be a little shy and prone to worry. We pick on different cues, attempting to analyze every detail of our lover's reactions and responses. We could worry ourselves sick, agonizing over details in the process. We can miss out on the bigger and perhaps more meaningful cues. As well, Virgo is a sign that can live very much in the mind in the middle of an experience, failing to enjoy the moment. Self-consciousness can get in the way of enjoyment. Rendering services to others can fill a need and can be an expression of love. This position's shadow side happens when we're overly critical of our partners, picky, or fretting. For this week, there can be some confusion, disillusionment. We're especially open and vulnerable, and we might protect ourselves through believing fantasies rather than the real thing or person. We may confront our illusions or our spiritual and romantic needs through another person or a relationship that seems to hold a mirror up for us to see what, where or how far we've come. Emotions and feelings can be draining due to the uncertainty, and we may be left to feel that decision-making is too difficult. If we haven't been discriminating enough in love or in money, problems will surface now for resolution. Romantic or idealistic imagination is aroused now, and we may be especially put off anything vulgar or harsh. On Sunday and Monday, 18th and 19th, Venus forms several aspects that heighten our senses and experiences in our relationships. Passions are strong and they're feeling particularly generous and hopeful, although some timing is off. Watch for moves that work against relationships on the 20th. On the 21st, while we're not necessarily saying the right things, we're ready to grow through our missteps or through awkward moments. We gravitate toward intensity. On Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th, we're not afraid of committing or fulfilling our responsibilities. We enjoy familiarity, loyalty, and steadiness. Venus and Virgo, if it makes sense, you love it, and if it doesn't, you feel guilty about it, and that's what it's like now. Loving attention to details and sense of satisfaction in doing what is right, especially with respect to your health. And are some qualities that come at the fore a time like this. On October 11th and 12th, favors, playfulness, and love enhance communication between partners, romantic overtones, and expressions of love and affection, making new social contacts. This was a time when promises, pledges, and clarifications, usually very positive, are made in love relationships, so be careful. because the 17th through 18th, the opposition and contra-paralleled Neptune, not a good time to start a new relationship, which could be characterized by disappointments and the tendency to feel emotionally and sometimes financially drained by the partner. Uncertainties about existing love. Which brought us to the 18th and 19th, when we attempt to be friendly and we seem to miss the mark, attempting to satisfy romantic needs and assertive sexual needs simultaneously can be challenging. Romantic sensibilities and desires are at odds with another, and problems, especially misunderstandings. In romantic and sexual relationships, that's going to be a result of this. This is a less than ideal transit under which to begin a new relationship or to continue one after a breakup. Now, Venus trine Jupiter, October 18th and 19th, which has come to pass, harmony and good will reign under this influence. Expansive feelings of love and feeling that anything is possible if we set our sights high enough. Experiences are something we indulge in now. Anything is possible. We are friendly, big-hearted, sociable, and optimistic. It isn't easy to make yourself feel like it is a good time to make social contracts under this influence. Cheerfulness, trust, and confidence in love and social matters. Venus paralleled Mars, 18 and 19, favored romantic and sexual relationships and intense passions. Venus parallel Chiron, 18 and 19, healing energy is brought to love, relationships, and a new cycle begins, a commitment, friendly transit, love can heal old wounds. We are open to romantic feelings and more willing to act upon them. This is a good time to make resolution to repair, heal, and improve relationships. But when we get to the Venus square true north node on October 20th, social niceties go by the wayside and we begin working at a cross purpose with our relationships and our goals. There could be lack of agreement, dissatisfaction can be stirred up, and a sense that our relationship is preventing our growth personally. For October 21st, the communications between lovers may feel superficial or unsatisfying and perhaps awkward. We may be especially sensitive to what's being communicated now. And on that day, Venus semi-square Mercury, that is today. Also today, Venus trine Pluto, powerful and uplifting time for romantic and sexual relationships, new insights into relationships and love, strong attractions. Relationships are intense and deep, but not draining. Venus sesquiquadrate Uranus tomorrow. Uncertainty about the desire to be close to someone. Freedom versus closeness. A desire to experiment in romance, in the romance department. May be fleeting and ultimately unsatisfying or frustrating. October 23rd and 24th, relationships are stabilized and steady, although feelings are expressed reservedly, formally and sparingly. A new sense of realism and maturity is existing in partnership. Relationships begun under this influence possess a distinctly practical theme, almost as if the partnership is a business endeavor and has much potential to last. I think that was pretty thorough. That was a good forecast. I think that really hit home for me and for a lot of people, especially someone else that I know. Now is the time to really look. Is your partner or whoever that you're trying to have this partnership with draining you or energizing you? Pay attention to how you feel after you're around these people. If you're happy or if you feel drained, this matters. Well, we have 16 minutes left, and I think I'm just going to go ahead and do my political show right now. So that's the tea, everyone. Nobody showed up for tarot readings, but there's your forecast, and boy, is it powerful. Everyone, be safe, wash your hands, wear your fucking mask, vote like your life depends on it, because it fucking does. And that's the tea, everybody. I'll be back. Zen Rider out.